produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley, Jr. This space and time is just what you've been praying for. Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching will enlighten, empower, and enrich your life. You've got questions? The Holy Spirit has answers. Invite someone else to listen as the Holy Spirit delivers healing for the hurting.
So in verse 27 through 30, it says, yield not to temptation, because yielding is the sin. So now he's talking, watch it. You got to remember now, anytime Jesus is talking to the disciples, he's saying this thing start at the house first. Because it's hard for you to walk out in public if you got issues with your body. I've never seen so many people so honorary with one another. And all that's going to go to heaven. You must be going to get your little old lot in heaven. You must be going to be on Misery Boulevard. By myself, love a lane. You got to, because there's no way you can literally be this cold to one another in the same body of Christ and think you're going to go to heaven and enjoy them. I just love people. My daddy, this is another thing my daddy taught me. People just people. If you make them anything else, you ain't going to enjoy them. You know the reason why you can't get along with nobody? Because you done forgot you got flaws. You can get along with people real easy when you know you messed up too. Watch it. Because anytime, Leroy, I call you crazy, it's a joke. You know why? Because ain't nobody crazy as Junior. It's, I don't mean nothing by it. Don't ever take me calling you crazy serious. Because the one got the mic is crazy as anybody in the church. And until you understand that the problems you talking about, you got some too, is the reason why you keep. Now, what's it, y'all? Come, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Because this right here, where the church get off, because he's talking about adultery. And the only reason thing I'm going to say about it, so I won't lose another 9 of y'all. Is that he's talking about from 31 to 32 that God's desire is that saints stop getting divorced so quick from another saint. The Bible ought to be able to fix some of y'all. Now, some of this stuff is unfixable, but Lord, ain't no way in the world two saints can say they getting ready to get a divorce for unreconcilable difference. When you got the ministry of reconciliation. You've been to leave somebody and you got the ministry to fix it. Now, if the people don't want to move towards God, all that's necessary. All that, I understand all that. But great God, y'all, we cannot have the same divorce rate as the world has. You know what they're talking about now? They're looking at his now. The church done went past him. His folk that don't know Jesus staying together longer than we are. Some of them people staying together just for the children. We won't even stay together for Jesus.
But Jesus, I know what he said. I know what the Lord said. And I'm not saying every marriage works. But y'all, we can't keep throwing them away so easy. We got to be able to put the work in. Because marriages are work. They don't just work. You got to work them. Here's two crazy people coming together in the same house. Not two sane people. Two crazy people. When y'all get married, two crazy people. The only thing that makes a marriage work, that one person get less crazy. Because if both of y'all stay as crazy as y'all is, and it don't matter which one gets some sense first, but somebody got to get some sense. Me and Lady Preston been married going on 43 years. We've been together 48. And sometime, man of God, I don't like her. I always love her. But this time, I don't like her. When she walk in the room, I'd have cut my eyes. I don't like her. I don't like her. I go in the bathroom and talk to myself. Because what I want to say to her will cause me 3 months of gifts and trips and dinner. I just talk to myself. Who you think you is? And then I come back and I say, hey, how you? Because they just don't work. You got to work them. They don't. You've been to put two people in a house that was raised completely different with folk that had two different opinions in that house. You've been to bring them in the house and you want the house to run. I tell you all the time, that unity council is a lie. Lie. You taking your canon, he taking his canon, put lie. That ain't about no unity. It takes years to know one another. Okay. Then I tell you I've been with her 48 years. There's some mornings Jeanette says something to me. I say, who in the world is that? I don't know that lady. And I've been with her 148 years. Because I don't know all of Jeanette. Because I wasn't with Jeanette when she was 2. I wasn't with her when I was 4. I started 15, so that's 15 years on nobody. So there's some things that I can say that I unlock 6-year-old Jeanette. I don't know that girl. But I learned anytime I said something and somebody I don't know show up, it's the time to get to know that. I teach all my sons to hang with me. This is how you do, or it's gonna be okay. Who shall I buy? There's some things, Ms. Lockhart, you did for me before I got popular, before I was traveling 48 weeks a year. I made God some promises. I'm going to make sure you're taken care of. You let me know what you want. We had to get you some gout medicine later. Then let me know what you want. Then let me know what you want. Had to get something else later. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. Okay, y'all talking to the wrong person if you want me to have on a diet. Y'all talking to the wrong person if y'all don't want me to give up anything she wants. Because anything she wants, she's going to get from me. That's just the truth. And I don't make nobody. I told you that. I said, she in her 80s. She can't eat what? She ate it. She don't earn the right to eat a pig foot or something. At least once a month. At least one pig foot. She got to eat a whole bucket full, but great God, y'all give her one. Y'all here. You know, doctor said, what doctor? She done buried nine of them. That's Dr. Sherman Lockhart wouldn't make it, they dead. So who's the expert? Huh? Ain't she? Now I'm just this way, y'all. Come on, y'all. You ain't got to give her so much that her blood pressure go up. But what's one pig feet? What's a chitlin? What's a fried pork? What's a chitlin? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. What? Okay, the doctor said she didn't have fish. He's talking about a pound of fish. He's talking about one piece of fish. He's talking about two pieces of fish. I'm going to be like my daddy. Love and kindness have I drawn you. Y'all, my mama the same way. My mama the same way. They tell my mama that she don't need no salt. When she get there, she tell Jeanette, she said, put me some salt on. Jeanette said, I said, put some on there. She 84. She done earned the right to have salt. She 84. Put it on there. But doctor said, I said, Dr. Jesus talking now. Put it on there. Put it on there. Put it on there. Put it on there. Y'all, come on. Y'all all right? Okay. Since y'all want to talk. Okay. All y'all, at some time or another, you get on your little diets. Right? And there's no bread. Then you said, this is what you said. Well, she give us one cheat day. Okay, so she can't have one? So she can't have one? Okay. Again, you have heard. that it has been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shall perform unto the Lord thine oath. In other words, do what you say. You don't need to swear for God. I swear for God I'm going to do it. Just do what you say. I promise you, just do what you say. Do you not know the Bible is clear? That it's better for a man not to make a vow than to make one and don't keep it. Do you not know God is stuck at the vow you made? The thing you say you was going to do is what stick God. You need to fix that. You know how I change how I do? My children called me a liar one time. I was little. They was little. And I told them I was going to take someone and they were bothering me. And so I said, yeah, I'll take you. So when it came time to take him, they said, Daddy, you ready? I said, no, I ain't going on. They said, Daddy, you lied. I said, no, I ain't lying. They said, you did lie. Somebody said, my children won't call me no liar. If you're a liar, you're lying. If they don't call you a liar, you're still lying. You're still lying. And so this is how I did when they were little. They'd ask me something. I said, we'll see. I do my grandchildren the same thing right now. We'll see. Right here in the middle of this powerful move of God, my middle grandbaby leaned on me and said, buy me some hot Cheetos. Because she don't care nothing about the power of God. I said, we'll see. Because she'll pull me to the mat, bro. You told me, granddad, you going to buy them. I said, I forgot. And then sometime we at the house, I beat them up again. And Jeanette said, where you going? I said, I'm going to Family Dollar to buy Jamala some hot Cheeto. And she said, you can do it after lunch. She ain't calling me no lie no more. I'm going to do this. Nah. I'm going to get that lying spirit off me. Just be a person of your word. You know the reason why people don't put no stock in you? Because nothing you say you carry out. People say to me all the time, they say, because everybody always, when they get in the spirit, they always make all these confessions.
You know, the Lord said to me, I don't pay you no attention. You know, I was in prayer the other morning, the Lord said, what did he say? What did he say? Because once you open your mouth, you have vowed a vow. And if you're not going to keep it, keep your mouth shut. I want to be like my daddy. Okay. This is the last one. In 43 to 48, he teaches how to love your friends and your enemies. Can I just talk to you a second? You loving your friends and your enemies are two different types of love. You love your friend a certain way. You know how you love your enemies? You want them saved. If you want your enemies to die, you ain't acting like your daddy. You ain't got to invite them to dinner, but you can't want them to die. Ooh, I believe the Lord said. No. Okay, all right, y'all ain't going to go with me. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. What do you want God to do with people that did you wrong? No, for real. What do you want God to do with people that did you wrong? Because your answer, I'm talking about your true answer, not your little church answer, your true answer is going to determine how God can unlock you. Because you might be locked up and it ain't the devil. Go to verse 45. I'm going to close from here. Ryan, there 48 somewhere. That ye may be the children of your Father. How? Doing that? Not wanting me to get them? You want to have compassion on them in prayer? You want me to do something because, watch this. You know the only thing that an unsaved person really needs that do you wrong? Because God already told you how to treat brothers and sisters. You know the only thing an unsaved person need that do you wrong? Salvation. Do you want God to save them like he saved you? If you don't have a sure yes, you're not acting like your daddy. And you won't act like him in the earth. Because one day, Teresa, I'm going to stand before God, and I'm going to have to give an account to God the times I didn't act like him. Not the times I didn't dance, not the times I didn't preach, the times I didn't act like him. That ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven, because this is what your daddy do. He makes the sun to rise on the evil and the good. He ain't got picks who he gonna let the sun hit. Until I want God for everybody, I don't really want God for nobody. Oh, look at the people standing at the judgment, about to be tried. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good. He sent rain on the just and the unjust. He said, be like your daddy. Do you want good for everybody, or do you want good for somebody? I said this the other day to somebody, I forgot who it was, that when Jesus on the cross, he says, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We keep thinking he's just talking about the ones that killed him. No, Sister Vivian, he's talking about the disciples too. they forsook him too. He said, forgive the whole bunch of them because they don't know what to do. The Pharisees don't know what they do by killing me, and the disciples don't know what to do by running from me. Forgive all of them. And until you can put the same forgiveness on everybody, I can't trust you forgave me. See, this is what we'll say sometimes, Miss Mary. Well, I don't want no harm to come to him. But do you want good to come to him? Because if you don't want good to come to him, I can't trust you really want good to come to me. Because there's... And it shouldn't change what you want from me. Y'all just heard that holy hush? No, that's not the devil. That's an examination. Because it's supposed to happen. Because you're supposed to be looking back over your life right now, seeing who you want good for and who you don't care whether they die or not. Because if you don't want what's best for everybody, I can't really trust you want what's best for me. Because sometimes I'm going to disappoint you. Sometimes I ain't going to do it like you want me to do it. Sometimes I ain't going to even act like you want me to act. So will your prayer change by me then? Well, Lord. Well, Jesus. Go to part 46. I'm going to get out of here. My mama done came in here. For if he loved, watch it. For if he loved them which love you, what reward you got? Because the Bible said we must, watch it. If we come to God, we must first believe that he is. Second thing is that we must believe that he is a rewarder of them to do what? I know we quote it, but we won't do it. Because dealing with seeking means to act like him. I want to act like him. Go to verse 47. I'm going to eat in a minute. And if you salute your brother only. How you doing, brother? How you doing, sister? Praise the Lord. Doing good. So glad you're here. Now you finna go in tongues so you know how to speak to him. And justify. I felt the power. You liar. You ain't felt no power. You felt him. And your memory got you pretending. Because if you want her better, because she knows she did you right, and you want him to die because he did you wrong, she can't trust you really. Because as soon as she do you wrong, you're going to change your prayer about her. But if I ever get consistent and I want what's best for everybody in my space, whether you did me right or wrong, I'm going to pray that the God of my salvation make sure you get up in the morning. Make sure his rain fall on you just like it do me. Just like this, I want his sun to shine on you just like it do me. Then God can start straightening some people out. But he can't straighten no people out because you don't want them better. If you just salute your brother only, what do you more than others? Even the sinners do that. You keep talking about you're on your way to heaven, but you keep acting like you ain't. We keep talking about we're going to get to heaven and sit down. Sit down with who? You don't even want to sit by nobody down here. Ain't no seat up there. You got one right here. I don't want to sit by her. If I told you right now to get out of your chair and go sit by somebody you don't know, this church will go. You couldn't take it. When we go to church, all of us get to the same little group. You don't know nobody but y'all.
You don't fellowship with nobody but y'all. How you gonna ever be like your daddy when you pick who you want in your space?
Thank you so much for listening to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley Jr. We pray that it has blessed your life tremendously, has caused you to examine your life, and brought healing to your soul. If you'd like to experience more of Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching, you can visit nbmweb.org or find him on Facebook at HPJ Ministries. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, you may cash app using $BishopHPJ. If you're interested in booking, email bishophpj@gmail.com or visit nbmweb.org. Until next time, walk in your healing.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.